This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A check-in this morning with Umpqua Valley Arts, Ashley Kluver. And good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So I know that you guys are very busy this time of year. What's going on that people need to know about or get signed up for?
So we have some education opportunities that are still available before the end of the year. So if anybody wants to learn a new skill or get into the arts in a shorter workshop or a class, we have two coming up for adults. We have our last day to sign up for our ugly drawing class. That's going to happen every Wednesday and Friday from December 4th through December 20th from 6 to 8 p.m. That is a really great beginning drawing class for anybody that maybe feels intimidated by the blank white page. They want to give it a go. And then we still have some time left to sign up for two workshops coming up on December 9th and 16th. They're both candle making workshops. And we have them going on from 6 to 8 p.m. There's spots available in both. The December 9th one is starting to sell out, which is pretty cool. We're very excited because it's the first time we've hosted this one at UVA.
Well, and people, maybe that's the skill people would like to try out versus just your standard candle from the store.
Right. And honestly, as cheesy as it can be, like, most people like a good candle, especially if it's a homemade one made with a unique scent, which you'll be able to do in this workshop. The instructor, Jessica Van Ruten, will be guiding students through scent pairings and how to really pair good scents together.
Yeah, and I have no idea how that's done, so that's pretty interesting. You could learn a lot at that. And that, again, is coming up really soon, right?
Yeah, the first one is next Monday, December 9th, and the next one is December 16th.
And what about for young people?
So for youth, kindergarten is still going strong. We've had some good attendance recently. We're very excited about that, but there's still space, and we still have time to sign up before the end of the year. So in December, we do have a shorter month because of the holidays, but there is still room for anyone who wants to sign up. We actually have a special per-day pricing that we're giving to people for this month. So if anybody wants to try it out without committing to a full month, this is a good opportunity to do it before January next year. So if you have a young student age 5 to 8 who wants to maybe get into the arts, or you want to sign them up for this program, feel free to reach out to us.
And it would be a good opportunity, especially when when winter break hits and parents are looking for something for their kids to do.
Right, absolutely. We are going to be closed December 20th through the beginning of the year, but we will have it open back up again in January, and it'll be just a really great way to get the kids involved in something, like you said, during these cold months when there isn't a ton to do.
So talk about your current exhibition right now.
There's still time to see it, which is really cool. It's our members exhibit. We're open until December 20th this month, and the show's up till then. Visitors can come see new and recent works from our artist members in the exhibit. So these artists not only support UVA's year-round programming, but they also have their own artistic practice on the side and that they do in their own time. We're very honored to be showcasing their work, and we really encourage people to come check it out before it's over, because every show is unique, especially the members exhibit. This year in particular is pretty exquisite.
And what are the gallery hours?
Gallery hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And what about exhibits coming up that you're working on?
We're just coming up on a new year. Always exciting for me as the exhibitions coordinator. One thing that we just launched on Monday, yesterday, a very special call to artists for our favorite biannual exhibit. If anybody is not familiar, we host the Artworks Northwest Biennial. It's a showcase of work from artists across the region, and it's open to artists ranging as far north as British Columbia and Alaska, as far south as North California, and as far east as Idaho and parts of Wyoming and Montana. So it's a very diverse showcase of work that's being made across the region. It's also chosen by a curator. We reach out to a professional in the area, in the region, and they lend their eye to the show. We'll be announcing that in January, but the call's currently open for any artists that want to apply now. That's open till March 28th, 2025, and the exhibit is June 6th through August 15th of 2025.
Well, and like you said, with the new year, you've got some other things coming up exhibition-wise, too.
Yes, so before the biennial, we also have a couple other shows. The most recent upcoming one is going to be January 17th. We have five brand new exhibits coming to the galleries, and the first in Halle is going to be really great, with some MFA recent graduates work, part of MFA Northwest, which is a new kind of biannual show that's up and coming in the region.
Wow, so a lot going on. Anything else people ought to know about?
We are definitely on the search for some teachers. So we always have great extensive educational programming, but different teachers provide different opportunities and different learning styles, chances to learn from them. I always learn different things from different instructors, so I always take a class even if I know that skill really well. So we're always looking for teachers. If anybody knows of any buddy who is versed in a particular art form that would like to teach, it's a paid position with us, so please feel free to reach out anytime. We'd be love to discuss what kind of workshops or classes you'd like to do with us, and kind of have that conversation to see how you'd like to join the UVA team.
And remind folks what the website is.
So our website is uvarts.com. And for the teaching position, upcoming calls, for anything like that, you can always go there and kind of check out our inquiry forms for teachers and other things there.
All right, Ashley Kluver from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much, Kyle.
8:37 at the Morning Report.